so funny.
You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
Pretty cool.
This is super cool.
It is.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Make sure I look correct.
I know, right? I'm like, my face, everything. Mm. That's it. It's...
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think about what the studio? Do you guys like the studio?
The studio is really nice. Very nice. Very cute.
You guys get
very
paid?
Cutesy, very demure.
What's the demure?
Golly.
Everybody's you guys got paid to come here, right?
Get Taylor Swift is going to make a song.
Yeah, paid in something.
I can see that.
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Taylor Swift is going to come out with a song called Demure.
Oh, she is.
She, oh,
is.
Really? Oh,
she always has a song about... She's always talking about all the men that were bad in her life. That's basically...
Well, that's my life!
That's basically her.
Surprise! Hey.
Like, I'm writing a book about it, so I feel you, Taylor.
You're writing a book about what?
About bad men in my life.
The bad men, the bad women, the bad everyone.
Bad everybody.
Yeah.
Just bad.
Mm. I guess Michael Jackson wrote it for his bad. That's it.
Exactly. MJ meets Brandy. I'm down for
Whoa.
It. Yes.
They've hijacked my radio, guys.
By the way, are we live or
no,
like
not
okay?
Live.
Oh, okay. That would be like bloopers right there.
We haven't even started
this
yet.
This is fun. Oh, we should do this every week. This
right?
So I mean,
that would be we should do this more often.
So how'd you guys all meet? Anyway,
there we go.
I met Daryl through a friend a few years ago. What now? Before the pandemic.
It was after a pandemic. It was 2021, I remember. And the reason
like 3 years
why we met was because we were supposed to make it to your show, but because me and my friend, we were both working and we got there late, we missed it. But we ended up hanging out with you and we went out to like DTLA and everything. And then we ended up just hanging out ever since.
Yeah.
But
yeah, from day one, like we clicked. I mean, you're, who doesn't like you? I mean,
Daryl is so lovable.
Yes. You really are.
So
dude.
Demure. Like, I don't even know what that means.
He's the life of the party. Everywhere he goes. With Joanne, you seem to be everywhere, every corner, every crevice of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet Joanne? Why don't you tell that story?
Oh, how I met Joanne? We actually met at America's Got Talent while we were in the audience.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool. Interesting because, like, I went with other friends and we almost weren't going to make it because, again, work. Like, we were trying to go from there to... the studio, and it's like, are we gonna make it?
Oh, sorry, that's
and me. Then we ended up. Oh,
sorry, I was.
You farted?
No.
Oh my god!
Models don't do that.
in front of people.
Right. They cry, they fart, and they poop in private.
Roses.
And roses.
Yeah. Only roses.
Me orchids, but whatever.
Right. Yes. There we go.
Yes.
What were you saying?
So I was saying how me and Joanne met. We met at America's Got Talent. So what happened was we ended up getting there kind of super late-ish. So we wanted to try to get in front to try to get more camera time, you know.
Right.
Me and my friends, we do entertainment stuff. So we're like, let's try to make it so the whole country or more. I probably know the whole country and more sees us. So, but we ended up getting there afterwards because they saw our high energy and everything. But anyway, me and Joanne, we ended up sitting in the back. Uh-huh. And we
Joanne and I.
Yeah, Joanne and I.
And me and Joanne.
And you too. Yeah, and you too.
Oh.
All three of us.
Oh, wow.
That's actually how we all met.
Oh, wow.
It's so crazy. And Joanne is right over here. Joanne, why don't you stick your head in here? Say hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I'm the famous Joanne that met this awesome guy right here.
And you're Santa, right? Aren't you the Hollywood Santa?
Oh, yeah, I'm the Hollywood Santa, too.
Oh, really?
By the way, I'm the Hollywood Santa.
Hollywood Santa.
Just a passing. Continue your story.
Well, what's funny is I didn't think we were end up really... I didn't think we were actually going to end up clicking like we did. Because usually when I meet people like that, it's like, it's always a hit or miss. Yeah. But, like, then he asked me for, like, to give him his number. And I'm just like, okay, well, I could see maybe something happening here. Maybe a connection of some sort. But then I was just like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just going to let it happen. Mm-hmm. weeks later, I think a month or so later, a lot of stuff, personal stuff happened in my life. And he's like, so what's happening? Is something wrong? I feel like he felt my spirit and he felt something in me from a distance. And that's when we got even closer and we started talking more. And we were like, let's start hanging out more and doing more things. And here with the rest
this
of
is such a Taylor Swift song.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, do your channeling her. It's unbelievable.
Right? Oh, it's funny because, like, my first ex loved her, so I got into her because of her. But I started getting more into her music because of her. Even to this day, I don't really listen to her like that, but I definitely respect and appreciate her as an artist and as a person.
Yes. We have a wonderful person in the studio, aside for you wonderful people sitting home to my left. Mm-hmm. Right across from me, great model, actress, singer, entrepreneur.
Yes.
She's also a realtor. And she's she won top model of the world 2005.
Yeah,
and
last year
that was like last year. Yeah, when he went forever, right? That's like a badge of honor, carry it forever. Dominica Van Santen, you guys.
Where is she? Is she coming in?
Yeah. I didn't even know we were live.
You're pretty funny. Well, I don't know. It's just the way we started. It's always non-traditional, you know, like the way we start the shows.
Yeah.
And I like this way because I like organic versus, you know, when you have something that's too contrived, too overproduced.
Yes.
Then people are kind of like, it's just another little, like, you know, interview where you have the same old interview questions and whatnot. Very robotic.
Mm.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm feeling like we're doing charades here.
I go straight to the deep questions. Right. I don't know. I'm very comfortable with uncomfortable conversations and situations. Not that I want to, but it's like,
it's good. Out of the comfort zone.
Right? Hey, deep
questions are life. I'm just saying that. I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Deep questions are the way to go.
You set yourself up for this.
It's like, like deep questions like, would you die from a shark bite or from a heart attack? Which one would you choose?
Oh, that's deep.
Wow.
Do I have to answer right now?
Yes. Give me a minute.
I honestly have to say it's great to see you, Daryl and Jazz, once again, and Joanne, the famous Joanne. Yeah, so we have quite a bit of it's a full house. It's not every day that I have a full house. So it's great, but it took some hiring, and I finally got you guys through through the central casting.
Well, technically, hey, central casting.
A lot of people have been. You'll be very surprised. There's been people here in the audience that I've had here, you know, guests that later go on to bigger stuff. You know. And so you never know, you might be on the Tonight Show, for all you know.
I mean, you never know. I mean, Dominica over here, she's already been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's an audience member.
Yeah. All of us have. Right. Yeah.
So you started your career early on as a modeling, singing. Mm-hmm. You lived in London, which is the first thing that, like, stood out. Mm-hmm. But let's back up to childhood, your name.
Oh my God! My name. Yeah, okay.
It's you know what, when I was trying to pronounce her name, I was like, oh my God, it's a mouthful. And then at the same time, it's like, you know, you look somewhat Russian, maybe you get Russian a lot.
Always.
But you're actually Dutch.
Half right? Dutch.
You're half Dutch.
I'm from Venezuela. I was born and raised there.
Okay.
But my dad is Dutch, so yeah, I have. Very I'm like cool. half.
And your mom is from where?
Caracas.
Oh, so she's Venezuelan.
Yes, yes. I'm from Maracaibo. Maracucha. Okay. Yeah.
Maracucha.
All yeah, right. We're loud. We're very loud.
No, you're not. You won't say. You don't say. Ooh. I thought you were on something. Or whatever she's having is double it up, right?
This energy, I don't know where. I really don't know where my energy comes from. I don't know. I have so much energy. It's crazy.
Yeah. But you wake up that way? Do you have Red Bull for breakfast? Or
what? Oh, I hate Red Bull. I remember vividly the first time I tried it. I was like, ugh. I'm sorry, Red Bull. I want to be sponsored one day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like... Okay.
I don't like Google. To go like,
there we go. There we go.
You ought to try a stand-up comedy.
The love of my life. Yeah. The love of my life. So, comedy.
So let's start with comedy. Well, how did you dabble in comedy?
Oh, man. You want the long answer or the short one?
The long one. We got time.
The longest long. I mean, the longest vulnerable.
Yeah.
And let's go with that one. But you have, you, do you have
we
some
have time?
Yeah. Okay. It's only going to take 42 hours, but okay. Oh.
It was a cold day in October.
So the first moment I decided to be a comedian. So, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna backtrack. This is gonna be okay. I just went to watch comedy. I had been watching comedy for an entire year, like exclusively watching specials or going to comedy shows live. Mm-hmm. Because something really bad happened to me before, and I always loved comedy. You know, acting, I always wanted to pick the comedy scenes. And so one day I go to see, I have a friend that's a great comedian. He's a mentor as well. And I went to the improv. And I just wanted to give a note to the booker, oh, thank you so much for the ticket, you know, to go in. And but she wasn't there. So the waiter was like, oh, do you want to leave a note in her desk? I'm like, sure. And he was like, are you a comedian? I'm like, oh, no way. He's like, oh, yeah, you're too pretty. Nanoseconds. I was like, I'm a comedian. You know, like, right. I don't like somebody telling me I can't do something because of how I look. And it could be anything. It could be like you look pretty, or you're too tall, or you're too fat, or your eyes, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, don't tell anyone, not even your parents. You can't tell someone you can't do this. Never. You should surround always yourself to, and not that guy was my friend, but like this moment, like, got me to do comedy. And I'm like, I didn't want to be a comedian. It just happened because of that challenge. And then a few years later, I told my friend about it. I've actually told the story a few times, and my friend was like, dummy, he was just trying to hit on you. I'm like, hold on, what a dark way to hit on me. Like, so I'm too pretty. I shoot it. I can't. I'm not capable of anything. Hey, sexy. What's your number, baby?
No. Meanwhile, you're like, no, I'll show you.
Yeah. Show everyone.
And I think you showed him. And he was probably turned on by that.
I love comedy. I mean, it's for me, it's the reason for living, really. Like, that and being around nature. Like, really.
You feel alive when you're on stage.
It's everything. Live has already so much drama. It is. Live comes with that.
You need that drama in order to convert it into...
As well, comedy. You know? Yeah. But, yeah, what a great medicine. And that, like, I get the privilege of, after a lot of work, trying to make a joke work, and people laughing and having that, like, taking them away from whatever. Everybody's going through something. Yeah. Everybody has had pain. All the feelings you have been through, everybody has them. And sometimes at the same time. Right. But making people happy, but also making me happy, because I'm a very passionate person, like a very emotional person. I'm an HP. Oh, hold on. What's the highly sensitive person? HSP, highly sensitive person. Mm-hmm. I know that because I went to a doctor. Dr. Google told me I'm an HSP. Yes. And that means, yeah, my nervous system is built differently. So I'm much more sensitive to pain and happiness, whatever, but it's just very deep. So I need comedy. I need it. It is literally my medicine.
It sounds like you have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Yes. As much as I can.
Does it ever occur to you, like, does it ever happen that you'll be driving down the street, or your guy, your boyfriend, or your friend, and then you'll, like, oh my God, this just, you know what, it dawned on me, this guy crossed me, you know, across the street, and I almost hit him. And you know what? Oh, my God. This is a perfect bit. And it kind of writes itself at times. Things like that come
definitely. But if you don't write them down, they're gone forever.
Yes.
And the Atlantis, Eternity, yes. Titanic sank by. Like, no. And driving, there's no way. You know, like, yeah.
Every time.
I write. Yeah. I've written creative short stories and whatnot. Yeah. And let me tell you, when I write, Yeah. I try to put all my ideas all at once.
Oh, y'all are
because if not, I'm going to lose them. Yeah, and when it's funny because there will be times where I get writer's block, mm-hmm. but then there'll be other times where I go on a writing streak and I just keep going till I can't no more. And then I go back and do it again because that's the best way to write really good stories.
You know, it's called weekend benders.
Yeah. I have a friend now that writes my ideas down because I'm so bad. Like, I come up
with
gems.
I'll write it in my phone.
I come up with gems. I think one day I'm going to become a comedian. I come up with so many. I come up with stuff just in my dome and I'll say it out loud and I'll be like, oh, that's good. And then I'll start doing something else and I'll be like, oh, shit. Mm. I forgot to write that down. Mm-hmm. No!
You have to. It goes away. I know.
So what's your inspiration? Who's your inspiration? You're like, who's your biggest... What comedian do you look up
Jim
to?
Jim Carrey forever. Mm. I want to meet him.
So Robin Williams.
I know, Jim Carrey, you're watching this, of course. I mean, let's have coffee. I want to pick your brain. Yeah. 10 minutes, that's all I want. And then, check mark on my list.
That's me with Raven Simone. If you're watching this, I want to meet you and I would love to collab with you one day. I absolutely adore her.
And while we're at it, Jazz, go ahead. Who do you want to meet?
Hi, Viola Davis. No laughs here. I just want to be a dramatic. I can cry on demand.
Ooh, girl.
I might be good. I can't. I'm not going to do that today. Not today. Because this is an upbeat thing. This is an upbeat thing, but I don't want
you to cry.
Tears of joy.
Check my Instagram. Hey. Check my Instagram. You'll see.
But if I could revive people from the past, Charlie Chaplin, I wish I could chat with him.
Yes.
He was brilliant.
He is
brilliant because he's still alive. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. His legend, like, mm-hmm. is still alive
forever.
Yes. So he's how crazy, right?
Right.
And I don't think I'll get it that far. Yeah.
Robin Williams, right?
Oh, yes. Wow. Well, it's beautiful. Mm. Yeah.
That was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what, like, it sounds to me like, you know, you guys are all very upbeat. I don't know what you guys had, but I want to. So you were talking about dealing with things. Well, you know, I was dealing with some stuff with my parents, and so I slept the full 30 minutes last night.
Mm.
So, you slept 30 minutes, you said?
That's it.
Wow.
Gosh. Yeah. My energy's a little low, but I'm really trying to gravitate to you guys. You're saying this is great.
How are you functioning?
Here.
Right.
We just got natural energy.
Yeah. I love it. Wow. Yeah. Ever since when I met you, I said, dang. And then Joanne, add to the mix Joanne, and it's like.
And Jim's just why?
This is great.
I'm surprised. Yeah. Like, I would not function. Yeah. I cannot tell you slept 30 minutes. Like, I can sense you slept 32 minutes.
Comedians.
Yes.
What can you do, you know?
Oh my gosh. So my question for you, because you did say earlier that you love to laugh and that you love to be in nature. Yes. So do you...
I laugh at trees, yes.
My question was like, so do you get your inspiration in nature and you just laugh at everything in nature, or what do you do?
No. Like, I'm two things. I'm very spiritual. Mm-hmm. Very, like... One Pocahontas, down to earth, like, okay.
Do you center yourself every morning? Do meditation? What kind of meditation?
I finally started that again. Mm-hmm. And here's an inspiration for people that have thought about meditating, but they're like, I don't know how to do it. I don't have the time.
Okay.
If you don't have 5 minutes to do something in your life, if you do not have 5 minutes, you don't have a life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now I wake up. And I'm right there. I sit down 5 minutes, and I finally started doing it. Mm-hmm. And really, it sets you
Well,
5 minutes, but quality.
Quality.
Yeah,
I second that.
Yes. I feel that.
Assumption. Third. Yes. Soul.
Yes. Even if it's 3 minutes, even if it's just 3 minutes, just sitting in silence. Yeah. Just
silence. It really breathing. Does make a difference.
Always breathe. Remember to breathe.
You might die.
Yeah, like
just like Blair the Cosgrove song. That song was Kissing You, and it said in the song, I might die if I forget how to breathe. I'm like, bitch, you gonna die if you don't breathe. I love you, Miranda Cosgrove. I love iCarly. I love all the stuff she was in. So.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy how all this energy in the room. Like, how'd you guys all converge and come together so magically? It's very masterfully. I love it. It's great, you know? Yeah. It's
we are the magic couple here.
Yeah,
we are.
Just all of us.
The trouble.
The trouble. Yes.
Yeah, this feels really good. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
It's
great. We need this right now.
Yeah. We absolutely.
Oh, maybe it's that. It. Like, I was kind of like it. Thinking it, but like, I didn't put it into words. I think maybe it's that. It's we that. Need it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, very positive people.
Right. Yes.
And we need this. So it's like this need that we're all uplifting each other. Yeah. Even you that you slept 30 minutes, like you're like,
you're alive.
Should we say that? This is great. Thanks for having us already.
I appreciate this. Yeah.
So the name of the show is Almost Famous. You know, making fun of like the fact that I've always been almost famous. You know, I have a few brushes with fame in my past. You know, I was a limo driver for 20 years. It was the company was named Diva after Elizabeth Taylor, the late Elizabeth Taylor. And I got to drive Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Drove her nuts a couple of times, but I got to drive her. And the Black Eyed Peas and a lot of people. And I had so many wonderful stories with these people. And I decided to write a book. After the you know, Juicy Diva's Confessions of a Limo Driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a second one. It's a compilation of the first one and a few other chapters I decided to add to it. And, you know, and I dabbled in music. I dabbled in a little bit of everything. I come from a family of musicians. And,
That's
awesome. And, you know, we've always dabbled in the arts. So Almost Famous, hence the Almost Famous. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I really feel that every single one of us here has had a brush with fame,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you more so than the rest of us, because you were in a beauty pageant and you won, mm-hmm. and you know you become the center of attention. And how does it feel like? My question to you is, how does it feel? It's a deep question, or very profound.
I love those.
There we go.
Love those.
No stretch of imagination, but
very profound.
I'm just saying, like, so you have. So if you she's enchanting shit.
And this is like level 2 of 10 with me. This is level 2. Believe me. This is me being burned out. This is the energy I have been like burned out. So imagine,
imagine when you're not burned out,
bouncing off the walls. I love it.
Yeah, right. There.
Us on the weekends when we're not working.
Do you feel like did you? When you become, like, you know, famous for a second or a couple of minutes, I like to think, you know, for a while, you know, people are like, hey, can I take a picture? It's that and the other. You know, you take pictures. How does one feel when you go from that to then reality? Like, when all that sort of fades away a little bit? And then, I mean, I need to understand that part.
Well, with me, I guess I'll talk about me. Like, here in L.A., in Hollywood and a lot of people, I'm not saying everyone, but they chase fame like that is like the meaning of life and that's their biggest goal. Not me.
Right.
Like, I don't desire fame. I want to entertain. Mm-hmm. That's purely like, that's me. I'm an artist, / realtor. If you need to sell your house.
Yeah, sell a house or buy a house for that matter.
Yeah. But I'm here to entertain. That makes me happy. That makes people happy. And, of course, it's a business as well. But
sure.
People think that being famous is going to give them happiness. Okay, that's and power. So that's why people, like, want to get there. And that comes from a lack of self-love sometimes or... And I'm not saying everyone. This is just like a very overall concept. So I don't know. And overall for me, like nobody should like try to get famous.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. Like I'm not saying I'm not an A-list anything. There are other, but I know grasping up the little I've had and what they go through and mm-hmm. conversations I hear. It is not easy. You're very alone. If you're already feeling alone at home or wherever, mm-hmm. like, it's not easy. Money comes also with problems and also can solve a lot, but depending on how you put your mind into it and who you spend your time with. And
I honestly don't want to be famous. I just want to work and be on stage and make people laugh.
So that's sustainable. At the end of the day, that's something that's sustainable that you love doing. And then, whatever comes with it as a result of like, okay, you happen to, and then fame just happens to manifest itself, then so be it, right? But it's not something you chase after.
And if you it's like a byproduct,
right?
But if you were to ask me like, hey, would you rather get this booking and be known? Okay. And it comes with like being famous or you choose the scene, but like you're not famous, let me do my show. Let me do my sitcom. And we'll call it a day. I'll go home. I'll go out with my partner or my friends and life is not.
The power that it does come with some level of power. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Cause you have
a lot.
Cause you have power. You know, you could say your words like on a platform and people are listening, young people. Oh my God. So-and-so said this. And then, and so you have what they say with where much is given, much is also required. You know, you have a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think anyone that has a mic has a lot of power at that moment, at least. Because you're a voice right now to a lot of people. Even like right now, like a lot of people are listening. Or wherever, whenever you get a mic, or whenever you produce a film also, you're putting a lot of information out there. Like,
right.
So what are you trying to do? Like, I always say, like, put a little bit of, like, educate people a little bit. Just inspire people. Make people laugh.
Make a difference. Yeah.
Instead of, there's some people that don't need a mic. Some people don't need a mic, though.
Right. No, there's some people that don't need a mic, but there's definitely a lot of people out there that do need a mic.
Yes.
Dominica needs a mic right now.
Absolutely. Let's
make
yes.
It so she makes a difference right now.
She has the power.
What am I doing?
She does. So she has a lot of wisdom. That's what she has.
Okay.
I feel like you have a lot of wisdom. I will say that.
You say you're wise beyond your years. What's trying to
say? I'm an old soul.
Yes.
We old soul.
You guys should start off with that too.
Right.
and you guys in you guys love going to shows, you guys we happened to go see you that day.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was cool.
That was great.
It was so good.
I was laughing so hard. Yeah. I was like, yes. I needed that right at that moment,
yes.
Too.
Thank you.
How hard is it? Like, where the material comes from many places. How do you massage that material and turn it into what it is? Gold that you go out there.
Well, like any comedian, even if they're A-list comedians, like you have to try it out again and again and again and polish it. But I get it from me, like my experiences, what I'm going through. I talk a lot about modeling a lot because I think it's just hilarious. I love my career and I did a lot and I have fun. But it's like, I'm a comedian. I see things as funny as they can be. Like it's like model poses, they're like make no sense.
Yeah.
What is this? Like, why do we? What's like the whole
like
weirdness?
I don't much. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
I see poses. I'm like why are they moving their like legs and arms and hands?
The more uncomfortable it is, the better it looks.
Yeah. Why do we have to do this?
Why do we have to do that?
Why is this sexy?
But I feel like for ladies, it's a little bit different than for men. I feel like men's poses are a little bit more
normal. Describe, please.
I feel like men's poses, they're just kind of like this.
Yeah.
Women's poses are like... and they're like bending over backwards. Yeah. It's to say that women are more flexible than men something like that.
I think there's definitely something that's projecting something.
Yeah. It's always projecting. Yeah, absolutely.
With subliminal messages.
Yeah. Exactly. They know.
Yeah. My favorite pose is this.
let's talk about like I'm down with you guys. I'm never bringing you guys back on.
I'm gonna do this every time.
No.
Do you guys? What's the deal with like the real estate market? You also, in addition to all the hats that you wear, I know. You just did a PSA. It's going to cost you. But about that later. No. But you sell property, right? And and we live in LA, where the market is crazy. It's through the roof, no matter what corner of LA. I guess California. You got to move out to Palmdale, right? Palmdale is the cheapest place to live on the desert, right?
Palmdale, right. Palm Springs, Bakersfield.
Not Palm Springs anymore.
Yeah, not Palm Springs.
Certain parts. Right? Indio is actually pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah. Coachella Valley.
Coachella Valley. Palm Springs is pretty expensive.
The prices today, let's say we're, it's expensive, August, right, 2024. Think about August 2034. How much that house or condo will be worth. So do you want to buy now or later? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I always say, look, even before I was a realtor, as soon as you have money for the down payment and you're able to pay your mortgage, right. Which is here similar to your rent, depending on like the interest rate or just a bit higher, buy. Yeah. Don't wait, because the equity here, I know it's higher than other states and places in the world, but you get equity here. In other places, you don't get as much equity as here. So that is something that you got to think about. Like, you're really putting an investment in, like, it's in your walls. So you get to live there. And when you move out, you gain a lot of equity.
It's a savings account.
Yeah. Can I put my granddad's business in the streets? So when he bought his house that he's in now in the 70s, it was only like $30,000. It is now probably worth $500,000.
Wow. Yeah. Where's your grandpa live?
Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
Yes. Those houses are now $500,000. Yeah. To live in the hood. Right. It's $500,000
really?
Or more.
I'm going to pay that much to live in the hood.
Yeah.
No. Well,
it's not that hood anymore.
It's right. It's really. It's not it's too not. Bad.
It's evolved.
It's right. changing a lot. Yeah, it's changing.
They have Starbucks. So it's like.
They have Starbucks.
We've got Target, we've got Walmart, we've got all the things.
It's all a little ghetto, but there you go.
They're like, latte, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's a skit right there. That's a skit. Yeah.
Well, even my parents' place, and they live in South OC, they bought their house for $500,000. Now that house is worth over $1 million.
Yeah.
A million. That's OC, but still. Yep. Like,
where do you get that? Where?
Yeah. Exactly.
Where,
you it's know, not so, a place yeah. you get that at. No. Maybe New York or Hawaii.
Right.
And the thing that a lot of people don't know is that there are so many different programs. There are programs for first-time home buyers.
There's housing assistance programs, too.
There is the programs of California. The last one was like they were giving $150,000, like the government, for you to like pay your down payment.
Yes.
And you have to give it back like if you sell the house.
Oh,
but there's so many ways. So my advice to you is like talk to a lender.
Okay.
And even if you're not ready today, but at least you're putting your first foot there. And they can, like a lender, a preferred lender, can, you know, give you my contacts, and they can guide you and prepare you, because maybe it's not this year, maybe it's next year, maybe it's in 2 years, but start now, start thinking about buying,
and and so, yeah, I would definitely like to probably sit down with you guys and talk numbers and maybe parts. You don't know, because like everywhere in LA, for example, the closer it's all, they say location, location, location. So everywhere, like you get closer to downtown LA, it seems like it's more expensive. We want somewhere out here in the valley where it's a little comfy.
Yeah, I like the valley.
Quiet.
The valley
clean.
Is nice. It's clean.
Yeah.
And parking spaces. Because they break into your house every
It's LA County, so but you definitely get a bit more space here. Yeah,
then Woodland Hills, they don't. You know, they already know. Fuck no, we're not going across the street. That's Woodland Hills. We'll stay on this.
That's side. The snooty people.
Yeah, right. Like, we're not messing with those guys over there. They got guns. I heard.
You got Selena Gomez on this side in Tarzana. Well, apparently, she lives here.
Yeah, you do.
Earl Spread, yeah. So, y'all definitely guide you through it, you know? Sure. Yeah.
Condos are like the best way. What is a condo?
It depends on what you're looking for, your lifestyle, what your budget is, what's your plan. So, since it's like personal, we'll talk later and see, what's the best fit for you right now.
Oh, this is fantastic. Yeah, you must sell homes like you sell shoes.
Yeah.
You sell property every so often. You think is it a good market all the time or
always. Again, always, like as soon as you can buy. Because like, for example, one thing that I get a lot is like interest rates are high. When they go lower, the price of the house goes up. So you pay more.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And with an interest rate that's high, you can still manipulate that. You can refinance at mm-hmm. any point on those 30 years or 15 mm-hmm. years. Absolutely. But when you buy a property, that is the price forever mm-hmm. that you bought it for. So,
and it only grows from there, is what you're saying.
Like, equity, yeah. Right. In California, yeah.
Equity the equity is, yeah. is the thing.
That's every year, it goes up statistically.
Mm-hmm. And the Olympics are in 2028. So.
Thank you. Yes. So, uh-huh. That's a very mm-hmm. smart thing. You want right. to buy now. And the World Cup is in 2 years.
Oh, it is.
You know what I heard? I heard, like, we're going to circle back around to the Olympics, because I know you guys are dancers, you know, and as such, you know, you dance and sing and what don't you do, right? But
I don't cook.
Not yet. We all cook together. We're all going to learn together.
Invite me over. Yes. I'll help you out.
This is a trap, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. I do want to have a cooking party where we all cook something different.
Absolutely.
We learn to cook something
that
different.
That you guys teach me. That's yes. like the...
Yeah, and we teach them.
That's fun. That's fun. I like that.
I want to eat some of that.
You bring out the pan.
I like that idea. That's a cool idea.
You're like an all call breeds.
Yes.
So, you know, like, you're right about that. So, Inglewood right now, it's an up-and-coming place.
Yeah. Unheard, yeah.
Into it, and, I mean, you're right by there, right? Mm-hmm. Not far. Mm-hmm. And so, a lot of home properties went up there. How high have they soared in that area now?
Would you say? I mean, there are houses in that Inglewood. Are around a million, you in know? Inglewood. Yeah.
In Hawthorne, too.
Hawthorne.
Sorry, in Hawthorne, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but yeah.
Okay. So Compton is also, I mean, you're already with the SoFi nearby. Yeah. It's already better, and it's just going to get pricier. So if you want to invest, like, Compton is a good area too. Like, maybe you want to, like, rent it out or like hold it for, like, sell it in 10 years. I don't know.
I hear that the average person is going to, like, Airbnb the rooms for the next Olympics. Have you heard of that?
Because that's a great idea. Like, think about it now. Because first of all, if you buy now, like in 4 years, the property is already going to be worth way more. But you can make a lot of money during the Olympics.
An OJ Bronco sitting out back. You guys can rent for, you guys can sleep in there.
No, not the OJ
Bronco. No, let's talk about the Olympics. So what do you guys think about, like, breakdancing? That was something novice. Like, it hadn't been done before. Like, totally new. And
we'll just say that was something.
It was something.
Right? It was I enjoyed it. How cool. Look, as a comedian, right? How cool. I hope she doesn't feel bad, you know, because obviously it could be, like, hurtful if, like, an entire world is making fun of you. But this is how I think. This is how I think as a comedian, you know. I don't get embarrassed that quickly because I've been embarrassed enough times that like, my skin is like an onion. Like, instead of peeling it away, like, I get more layers. I'm like, I'm not embarrassed anymore. So, like, if you get to make the entire world laugh and have fun and do memes, like, that, it's funny. It's fun. Yeah, like, you did a great thing. I love what you did.
Self-deprecation is it's not defecation. Come on. Self-deprecation is important. Really? When you start your comedy, right? You go up and people say, well, you know, this and that. You should say something about yourself to sort of, like, you know, warm everything up and stuff and whatnot. Self-deprecating is great. Yeah. And a lot of people, I think it's important to laugh at yourself at once.
Definitely. Yes. I laugh at myself sometimes. Like, I'm by myself and I think of a joke or I say something or do a movement or whatever. So I just laugh.
You're doing Kamala Harris?
I love that you can laugh at yourself. It makes your life better.
Yes, you're right. At the end of the day, why take life so serious when it's going to end anyway?
Right.
I don't like to think about that, but
YOLO.
But it's funny. It's funny to think about, though.
Not all of you guys don't know acronyms.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's an old acronym from 10 years ago, if you didn't know.
Go ahead, Daryl. Take it away.
I was going to say, it's funny because when it comes to Dominica, you were saying about laughing at yourself. I love to do. I like seeing people's reactions when I say and do stuff, and then I just start laughing myself. Like, even if the thing I said or did wasn't really funny, or I even like, it wasn't that funny, or it wasn't funny at all. Yeah. Like, I'll just start laughing because of the person's reaction.
Yeah.
So it's like, and that's a great way to do it too. Sometimes it really depends on the people you do it to, though. Mm-hmm. So be careful.
Right.
But, yeah. Or how, like, overboard you go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's a great way to do it. When you're with your good friends, like, just, I love seeing their reactions. They're like, why? What? And their, like, facial reactions just make me laugh.
I love reactions.
And then that ignites them to laugh. And, and then we're all laughing.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that one person is like, why are we laughing?
I don't know, but it's funny.
Like, me and Joe, for example, we be in sync when we're laughing, and then other people around us. I think you, even you, you were like, what the hell?
Yeah, Joe, why don't you come on a little bit here and say hi?
Hey.
There you go. Joe.
Hey, everybody.
Not him putting on his Barry White voice. Who is
that at all?
Turn
brother love to your love.
Guys got pipes.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Joe and Dominica, you gotta do a duo now.
Are you saying?
Yes, do it. Yes.
Actually, Dominica is actually Venezuelan, and I heard Venezuelan like salsa music. It's amazing that she's here. And I was like, I told Jim, I go like, I was talking to Daryl and Jim, and I go like, we need to have her on your podcast.
Oh, thank you for the support.
I was like, look, she doesn't know me. I don't want to sound weird.
But here comes Jim's gonna get on one knee.
Thanks for your support. High five.
Yeah, thank you.
So on that note, why don't you sing us a song?
Okay, but hold on. Like, okay, you've been promoting me as a singer. I'm not a I'm a singer for me. I love singing for me. I'm not a professional.
I've seen Dominica's lives, and they're very, very good.
Yes. Oh, you're, hold on. So we just gonna forget that I'm a singer.
Oh, you're a singer?
Wait.
Jazze can sing too.
People do not get on my Instagram. No. One and two. Thing one and thing two. No, don't act like I don't be on Instagram singing.
I don't go on there that much.
Excellent voice.
No, he was about to say that.
Yes.
Okay. What song are you singing? Just a little piece of.
En español.
Oh, yes, please. Oh my gosh, yes, please.
Dang, I don't know. I'm thinking of Jewel. Jewel, remember? I'm so
old. Jewel. Oh my gosh, yes, Jewel. Oh my gosh. Yes, bring it back to the 90s, please.
I can help you.
Okay, I got another one in Spanish. Okay.
A quien le importa lo que yo haga. That would be for you. Talia.
Oh, I love Talia. Okay, this is one in Spanish that I love. Okay. Ella no conoció el amor. Creyó que amar era llorar. Sintió que amar era temblar. Pensó que amar era sufrir y gritar. Soportar y olvidar.
Okay. Wow. I don't know what you said, but it was beautiful. Yes. Yes.
This guy just lost his shit.
Yeah.
I was like, yes. I love this.
Okay, now you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have anything. You got what song do you want me to sing?
Don't worry, because this is not live. So you have nothing to
worry. It's not live.
There we go.
It can be cut out.
Sing a Beyonce song.
Beyonce. Oh my God, you can sing Beyonce.
Why don't you go
with,
like...
Or Kalani.
Christina Aguilera?
Ooh, no, I would not do her. Okay. No, that girl has pipes. Not to say that Beyonce doesn't have pipes, but Christina's pipes are hit different.
Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald.
That's old. I mean, I used to sing them.
That stuff is good.
Brandy.
But, ooh...
I love
that. Like all of back. Like you're giving me like 5,000 songs from black women that are in my head.
Pick one.
I'm like overload. What's a good? I'll do Beyonce. What's a good Beyonce song?
Okay. Irreplaceable.
Wow.
It's about to Halo.
Yes.
What are the words of that?
Double down. Though.
Remember
what
those.
What are the words?
Remember those walls I built.
Remember those walls I built.
Baby, they're tumbling down. They didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in. I never really had a doubt. Something
I forgot. In the light of your halo.
Thank you. Sorry, Beyonce. I haven't heard that song in some years. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, girl. I can feel your halo.
Yeah.
And I'm just,
yeah, okay.
Wow.
I was going to say, I think it was some conviction, but yeah. That's good. It's your turn now, Daryl.
Oh, yeah. Sure. What's a good song to sing? I don't know.
Give him a song.
Little spider.
Oh, my God.
Where?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of a good, really good song.
Right?
I don't know.
You like Selena? Like, don't you like Selena?
He's good. Which one? Selena Quintanilla or Selena Gomez?
Oh, that's true.
No, right.
The original Selena.
Yeah, the original Selena.
I was going to say Texas and Selena, but they're both from Texas.
Como la flor.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they're from Texas? Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I heard Daryl sing some R&B songs.
Which R&B song?
Brian McKnight. I know, that's cool.
Oh, really?
Brian McKnight.
And I
started
back at one.
Okay, well, give it to him, then we'll come back to me. Let's give it to Joe, yes.
John. You
Joe,
want me please. To start?
Yeah.
It's a remix to Ignition. I know fresh out the kitchen. No. Mama rolling that body, got every man
here wishing.
Listen
now.
Sipping on coke and rum. Just a freaking Ricky, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
There we go.
But we do not endorse that man.
We do not endorse that man.
We're not endorsing him.
Nah, we just we love it.
We should do voices now if you guys can impersonate.
You can do impersonate. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Sophia Vergara. Do Sophia Vergara.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I got a chance to meet her before I drove her.
Oh, yes. You did. Oh, my God. You did look sad. You meet Sophia Vergara. That's amazing. I want to meet her. You guys are like, you sound like Dominique. Like, it's the same.
I know you want to meet her, but I don't think she wants to meet you now. So I do impressions too, and I also sing random stuff as well. I'm like theater. This is a song from my head. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm coming for you. And that was from my imagination.
Yes!
Lovely.
Let it out. Let it out.
Yes.
That's great. How about you? It's your turn.
Me?
Yeah.
For what?
Impersonation.
Impersonation of who? I'm impersonating myself.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Jazzy, not Jazzy. Okay?
Okay.
Just saying.
Now,
I
would say I would impersonate Michelle Obama, but not today.
Oh, man, I would. Why not?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's the DNC
it's
DNC week.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know.
It's a question, will you be able to do it?
Well, exactly.
I'm challenging you. Do it.
It's not live, remember? Just
What did she say last night? It just so happens that the job that he's gunning for is one of those black jobs. Okay. When we go low, when they go low, we go lower because we're not playing that this time in the DNC. All right. Vote Kamala. Okay. Barack, it's time to go.
Woo! Yes.
That was beautiful.
That was really, really good.
Oh my God!
Someone
gosh.
Give this girl a voice acting
job.
Oh
my wow. goodness!
For real. That's passionate.
Yeah,
you gotta be committed. You gotta be committed.
Yeah, like, totally, 100% in the moment.
Right?
I was. Oh, let me do Maxine theater. Waters real quick.
Sure.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time. I had to do that just for Maxine Waters.
Yes. Did you ever do theater? I'm
yes.
guessing you did.
Oh, that's
right?
That's of the course. Only reason I'm even in film is because I did theater first.
A lot of people yeah. like they start going they, straight into film and TV.
They do.
Like Jennifer yeah. Lawrence, I mm-hmm. believe she yeah. kind of just got lucky and
I did community theater most of my life when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into acting, exactly. then serious acting, and I told
right.
them, I'm going to be an actor.
Exactly.
Please, they still. They still tell me that. They still chant the same thing over and over. And, you know.
I can still see that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because I, like, you know, until you actually start making money,
yeah.
like serious money, they don't take it serious. They don't
nope.
take it serious. They'll say, like, oh, you can act all right, but, yeah, you know, so can a million other people.
Yep.
And it's kind of true.
Yeah.
It is true.
There's people that have no talent that are literally big actors to a degree. And I'm
you're like, I wonder how.
How? Probably because they know someone.
They know somebody. And then they're like, oh, well, that person worked hard. And I'm just like, they worked hard.
They slept with someone. Chances are.
That's how they worked hard, all right?
Yeah, in that bedroom.
That's why I'd rather stay almost famous. So.
Yeah, that's a fact. You forgot to look at their knees. They had knee pads.
If that ain't the truth, I don't know what is.
Right, because I was a limo driver, let me tell you. Oh, I said no every time. That's why I was.
God. Hey, yep. You saw everything. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
And it was rock and roll, man, sometimes. Yeah. Back with that limo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right.
So since it was a 6.5, since it's an 8.1.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're scared.
I'm sure you have stories for days.
Oh, my God.
I know you do.
Buy my book, Juicy Divas Confessions of a Limo Driver, on Amazon.
Buy it.
Yes.
Buy it.
Available on Amazon now.
Yeah, I wish. I wish to God
he'll sign it for you.
I will. I'll send it to you guys. I really
will.
I can't believe it's 8:50 already. Oh my God.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You guys will have to come back again.
Yes!
Part two.
Part two,
ladies and gentlemen.
This is great.
Almost famous.
To love y'all.
Yes.
By the way. JP. And Mr. Jim Francis Mason, one last thing. Go ahead.
I want to tell you guys about my next show.
Okay, I'm cheating here.
Sure. Oh, my God. I'm super cheating here. I'll sing in the meantime.
And make sure you guys give your social media handles.
Social media is Dominica VS, Dominica with a K. And my next comedy show is at 7 p.m. on August 28th, a Wednesday, at the New House Hollywood. There we go. I made
it. Right. Okay.
I thought it was Trump Plaza, but
wow.
Go ahead.
The name, it's my, now don't Google me, but it is my legal name. It's Jazzay, Jazzay _ Jabbar, Jabbar. On Instagrams. I'm the only one in the world with my name, so you'll find
on Instagram site like that. On Instagrams.
I did add an S to Instagram. I sound like an old. The Instagrams, the Facebooks, the TikToks.
I will not Google you. Somebody had the audacity.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And my Instagram.
What's up?
Mm. Oh, I was gonna say, hey, I gotta say my Instagram too.
Please, you got 2 minutes.
My Instagram is @DJFordFan. Follow me for all things travel, all things just awesome, cool people like myself.
And you want to hang out on the weekends and you're lonely, you can also hire this guy.
There we go.
He is a great companion to do.
Yes, I am.
1 minute.
Follow me on Instagram. Cuba Boyle 7, you already know what it is.
Hey. All right.
Barry White Jr.
Eva Mendes. Eva Mendes' brother, Carlo Mendes. Shout out to Carlo Mendes. He was here in the studio.
Hey.
And I made it happen for him to be on there. And that was really sweet because he got to hang out with him.
Nice.
And now he talks to him and he likes to stalk him every day.
Oh, my
God. Hey. Guys, that's my show. Jim Francis. Hey. Give it up for my guest.
Thank you.
Almost famous. Thank you so much. Take it away.
Thanks for having us.
This is Almost Famous
with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.